I want to take a couple of minutes, though, before we dive into Scripture here. Mention a couple things for you to pray about, and then we'll take some time to pray about those things right now. Many of you know that Kathy Grout had her surgery this past, was it Thursday, Shannon, that she had her surgery? Thursday. And they fused, and if you saw Warren's email, you know what's happening with her, but just a reminder, they fused four of her vertebrae in the back of her neck, vertebrae that were ignored for reasons not completely known when she had that surgery some time ago, through the neck, through the throat area to the back of the neck. And so she's recovering at home, but I just want to mention her to you because it was fairly serious surgery. And Warren tells me, or told Shannon, that she has a bit of a fever this morning. And that kind of a thing after surgery is not necessarily a good thing. So, be praying for Kathy Grout on a couple of fronts. Number one, that the fever would not reach a certain point which would necessitate her going back to either the hospital or the doctor. And number two, that the fusing of those vertebrae would give her some relief. As you know, she has been in pretty constant and chronic pain over the things that have been happening with her neck. And she would dearly love to be delivered from that pain. Even in part, I think she would be happy with at this stage. So let's remember to pray for Kathy and Warren and the Lord's hand on her recovery and healing from surgery. Secondly, our friend Matt McDaniel, who is with the light shirt on. You want to put your hand up, Matt? Would you mind? Thank you. he and his wife are fairly new to our fellowship here, and I think probably many of you are getting to know them. And Matt has Crohn's colitis. Is that right? And has had that for many years, I think. And it's been fairly serious with him, and it's a serious condition that he's not been able to find any kind of permanent relief from. And so I asked him if I could mention him to you all to be praying. A lot of other people, I think, are praying for him. But I thought we need to get some local prayers going on, not that geography makes any difference. But some people that are here and that know he and his wife and have had an opportunity to meet them. He is facing some surgery here in July, some planned surgery that would be quite serious. And so we need to be petitioning our Lord on his behalf in specific ways and see what the Lord would be pleased to do. Matt McDaniel, be praying for him. And then thirdly, Natalie Olenek just recently had a miscarriage. And I don't think hardly anybody knew that she was with child. They were kind of keeping that quiet, and I think when she went for whatever checkup time she went for on Wednesday, they could not find a heartbeat, and there were some other concerns there, and so she ended up going to the hospital Friday, and the surgeons just kind of fit her into what amounts to really quick surgery because the baby was not alive. And so anyway, she had surgery on Friday, and I asked Joel if I could mention this to you this morning, so again, you all would be praying. I don't think hardly anybody knew she was even with child, just because they were waiting to see, and they had no indications anything was wrong until they went for the ultrasound, and then they could not find the heartbeat of the baby. She's at home recovering from the surgery, and Joel said, you know, it's gradually sinking in and settling on her what is happening, and so let's be praying for Joel and Natalie in particular. She's recovering from the surgery, which I think was laparoscopic, but still surgery and invasive. But emotionally and spiritually, strength for the days that lie ahead will be a real necessity for them as well. So let's just take a few moments. I'm just going to be quiet up here, and you all let those requests revolve around your mind and in your heart and in your petitions, and then I'll have a concluding prayer. Mike?
Thank you.
What was his name? Drew. And that's a... Okay. I think I know who you're talking about. And that's job... Okay. All right. Why don't you you all collectively go to the Lord and just let's be lifting these folks up in prayer, and then I'll conclude in just a moment after we've had time to pray for them. Our Father, we are grateful this morning to be able to pause and to pray, and to pray to you, the God of all wisdom and power and strength and mercy and compassion. And we do want to pray on behalf of those that we have mentioned this morning, the needs for physical healing and for emotional and spiritual strength. Lord, these, like everything else you do, are your specialties. You excel in your wisdom and in your generosity. And we just don't want to fail to pray and to ask for your hand to be moved on behalf of these dear brothers and sisters who are suffering in various ways and who are still struggling even physically with the frailty and brokenness of their bodies. Lord, kindle our faith and encourage our faith to ask for big things. We remember that while Jesus was on the earth, there were so many extraordinary things he did at a word or at a touch. And we petition you as the one who is undiminished in that power and wisdom and love. Touch as you will and speak as you will with a word. We confess, even as the man did so many thousands of years ago, we believe, help our unbelief and do what only you can do. Lord, I know even as we pray for these, I know there would be a great many other needs in our fellowship, and we are grateful that you are a God of unlimited resource. Not that we view you that way, but we are encouraged to know that there is nothing too difficult for you or nothing that would exhaust you or your wisdom or your power. It is just of your nature and in your nature to be that way, and we are delighted to call upon you with humility and asking for you in power and in mercy and grace to be involved in the lives of the people's names that we've called to you, Matt and Kathy, and Natalie in particular, and for the other requests for Drew and for many others that I know, Jen comes to mind, and the theft of her wallet and all that that means. We pray for all the ways in which you will bring good out of those kinds of situations in the lives of the people affected, as well as those who are observing. And Lord, we do ask again as we look into your word now for the direction of your Spirit, the illumination that your Spirit brings to our eyes as we look upon this word, and as we hear it, and as we embrace it as true in our lives. So guide us, we pray, as you infallibly do. In your dear Son's name we do pray. Amen. This might be a good time to ask you, haven't done this in quite a while. I'm always interested, and I think we have a corporate interest in knowing how the Lord is blessing you, or instructing you, or in teaching you, or providing for you, all of the many ways that the Lord is constantly involved in our lives. And though we talk with each other individually during the week, sometimes we don't really have opportunities when we're corporately together. Well, we do every week, but we don't always have the opportunity because someone's always talking up here or something. To hear what the Lord is doing in your life, what kinds of things are you learning and being instructed in? What ways is the Lord being faithful and constant and, I don't know, all the other ways that the Lord works? Anybody? It's just it's a free-for-all. What's going on? Justice.
April and I celebrated 6 months yesterday.
Amen. 6 months. Woohoo. 6 months of married bliss. Well, I hope you have 6 more months of that. Is that sort of year-long, don't-go-to-war thing from the Old Testament? After that year's up, buddy. It's off to war, metaphorically or literally? I'm just kidding. Well, praise the Lord.